Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. First of all, before we get started, check out my shirt. Shirt is fire. Yo, it's your audible boofang, Amber Smiles Jones. Welcome to the Professionally Silly Podcast, the podcast where we shoot the shit and we take our silliness seriously. Well, I do enjoy seeking the silly in the topics that I bring to this podcast, the creepy, the weird, the random, all the things. For instance, this week, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and talk about a Florida man who wanted to get to know his vacuum cleaner, Marvin Gaye style. He was looking for a little bit of sexual healing. Yeah. I can't believe I said that either. I'm also shocked. We're also going to go ahead and figure out who's the asshole in some of these stories that people have shared online. In my opinion, definitely looking for some sort of validation. So that and so much more right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Just a reminder, guys, I've mentioned this a couple of times, but your girl is doing a live podcast every third Thursday of the month at TFK, Trey Lowney Fusion Kitchen in Stockbridge, Georgia. And my first show is going to be March 19th. So if you are in the Atlanta area or can't, well, I always say that because nobody knows where Stockbridge is. It's on the south side. So people always ask me, where are you from? And I just say Atlanta. If I say Clayton County, they're going to be like, I don't know what that is. It's just easy. Everybody does that. It doesn't really matter where you're from. If you're from the UK, people ask you where you're from. You say London, most likely, because probably people don't know the other cities. It is what it is. I feel like it's one of those lies that we all do, you know? So March 19th, you know, coming up next Thursday, not this Thursday, but next Thursday at TFK Trey Lowney Fusion Kitchen in Stockbridge, Georgia, your girl's going to be doing her first live podcast show. Very excited about it. And guys, it's going to be ladies' night. So I'm excited about that. So in other news, you may, if you're watching this on YouTube right now, you might notice that I now have the microphone being held by my knife that I've had since I was in college. Take a look. Yeah, I gotta be careful while recording. You know what? Just another reason to watch the YouTube video if you're missing out. There are a lot of random things that happen on this show. So I have been thinking about purchasing. That's a tough word. Didn't realize how hard it was till now. I want to buy some Black Girl vitamins. They have been being forced upon my timeline, especially on Instagram and Facebook, for quite some time. And I have been looking at the reviews and it seems good, but I wanted to know if I have anybody listening to this podcast that has tried Black Girl vitamins. And what do you think? Like, do you like it? Because the reason I want it is because, first of all, I need better skin. I'm tired of being tired all the fucking time. My hair could use some help. All the things. And so, I mean, here's the thing. Being a Black woman, let's be honest, the medical world is not really made for us. It's just the way that it is. It's actually made, you know, for white men. There are still so many things they don't know about, you know, Black women in medicine and women in general in medicine. So there's a lot of things up in the air. And a lot of the vitamins that are over the counter are not necessarily giving me the things that my body needs, you know. So I am wondering if there are people out there who have used Black Girl vitamins. If you have, did you enjoy it? How'd you feel about that? DM me either on the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly or my personal Instagram at, at True Smiles Jones. Everything can be found down below in the description box or in the show notes. And you can just click the links and let me know. You know, another random thing happened recently. You know what? Let me just pick you up for this one. Okay, so I was doing a TikTok live not too long ago, and this random woman gets on my TikTok live and asks everybody in the room if we could send them, like, Apple Pay them or Zelle them or PayPal them or Venmo or whatever the fuck, some money, $10 for an Uber. And I'm like, are we panhandling on TikTok now? I thought that's what social media was already. I'm not just going to give you money. You better do, like, a TikTok dance or something. Yeah. But yes, yeah, so I just was curious if anybody else has ever witnessed that in doing in seeing live videos on TikTok or YouTube or wherever you are. That was a first for me. I had never seen that. Panhandling live. That was insane. Let me tell you something. This generation is crazy. Subscribe, rate, and review. It is time to get on with the show. I have some fun bits waiting for you because coming up next, it's going to be a segment that you all know and love so much. Have you heard about? That is coming up next right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Have you heard about the Florida man who was busted for getting it on with a vacuum cleaner? Yeah, take those words in. That actually happened. But here's the thing. Are we surprised? Are we? So this is coming from thesmokinggun.com, one of my favorite quote-unquote true crime websites where they tell us about crimes where people, you know, don't die. So every now and then, it's nice to hear about the petty shit that's going on in the world. So here's the thing. This actually happens near a gated resort community near Disney World. This is not a place where you want to be, you know, getting it on with household appliances. You know, it's a little strange. Kevin Dale Westerhold, 51. And I'm looking at the photo of this man. He reminds me of someone, but I can't think of who it is. But it's like an actor, you know, that guy that's in that thing. He's one of those faces. But I do wonder what kind of vacuum cleaner that it was, because I went through this article and I'm not seeing any name brands. I guess they can't with that name brand. I really can't imagine wanting to be the vacuum cleaner company or brand that's like, yeah, that was us. Yeah, he fucked us. I don't know. That joke seemed funnier in my head. It says that deputies responded to the Windsor Hills Resort in Kissimmee. I think it's how you say that. After receiving several 911 phone calls. Now, he was caught because several witnesses provided statements and a video recording of the situation. Yeah. Yeah, you really can't do anything these days. Cameras are everywhere. So if you want to have sex with a vacuum cleaner, you know, do it behind closed doors at home, like a normal person. Now, of course, by the time the cops got there, he was gone. That's usually how it goes. But they ended up finding him due to all the evidence that they collected. And they ended up arresting him at his house where he and his wife reside. So this man has a wife. He has a woman who's, you know, every now and then, I'm assuming they, you know, do sexual things. But something about that vacuum cleaner, I do wonder, did it have an attachment or was it just like raw dogging the bottom side of a dirty vacuum cleaner? Was it, that's a strange sentence. Was it like, what kind was it? How long was the hose? You know, what color was the bag? Was it a bagless vacuum cleaner? There are so many important questions that need to be answered about this subject. So apparently he and his wife actually own some of the condos that are actually near the Kissimmee Resort. Kevin Dale Westerhold. And here's the thing, man. I'm not going to point out the fact that his last name has the word hold in it. I would imagine he was holding onto two different things to, you know, go to town on that vacuum cleaner. Yeah, I reach for that joke. Let me have it. I earned it. All right, so it does say that he was charged with exposure of sexual organs. That's a very interesting way of saying that. I didn't know. I thought it was indecent exposure. Maybe it's called something different in Florida. Anyways, charged with exposure of sexual organs, which is a misdemeanor there, and he was booked into jail on a $2,500 bond. Yeah, I gotta tell you, sucks that happened to him. You gotta let me have that. Because I know y'all been like side-eyeing all my corny-ass jokes. Let me have that. Let's just go ahead and hit a hard pivot from that joke. Pivot! There's another one. If you watch Friends, you get that joke. Anyways, another hard pivot. Listen, we have all needed validation for something in some parts of our lives. Because sometimes things happen. You don't always get to share your side of the story. Well, I came across a Reddit thread that you guys may have heard of called Am I the Asshole? So let's go ahead and dig in and find out who's the asshole. Coming up next right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. If you have ever wondered, am I the asshole in any scenario? All you have to do is go to Reddit to find out. That's exactly what I did. I found the Reddit thread, Am I the Asshole? They have another one, Am I... Am I the butt face? And there's another one, overthinking. There's a lot of Reddit threads along this topic, if you will, and I love them. By the way, this is going to be a cold read. I love a good cold read. I think it is the theater kid in me. Okay, let's go ahead and read about these assholes? Question mark? We don't know yet. Let's see. The titles of this one definitely got my eye. I've been there, not with a significant other, but I have been there. It says, S.O. always eats my leftovers despite me asking him to please save it for me. Now, S.O. means significant other. That's one of those Reddit languages. You have to know that. You have to know that. So this was written by or shared by Redditor Anne1129. And she says, by the way, I'm already on her side when it comes to food. Don't eat my shit. If it's mine, it's mine.
Wait, where is it?
Who ate my steak? I'm gonna kill you.
This is where I am already. I'm biased as fuck. Let's get into it. All right, so Sarah Ann, 1129, says, I am an exclusive grocery shopper in our home and cook most of the meals. Already not surprised. I think that's a lot for most households. Stereotypically, the women buy the groceries. We should change that, fellas. All right, let me stop being an asshole. Moving on. Sarah Ann goes on to say, I don't usually eat a lot because I'm on a weight loss medication and my appetite fluctuates. We had bone-in strip steaks and salad for dinner. Damn, that sounds good. It was delicious, but I could only eat half of my food and wrap the rest up for dinner later on that night. First of all, let me just go ahead and stop there. I fucking love steak. I love steak. If I could eat steak every day, I would. But I don't have the money to do that. My dream, hella going off the topic here. My dream is to one day try a tomahawk steak. You know, those big old, like, oh, God, I've always wanted one of those. Oh, sorry. I got a little visceral there. I'm sorry. Also, but let me just say this. If you are one of those weirdos who eats a steak well done, stop ordering steak. Just stop ordering steak. You don't deserve it. It's a disrespectful decision, and you shouldn't have steak. You want well-done meat? Get chicken. That's where I stand, and I'm not going to apologize for it. That is the hill that I have decided to die on. All right, let's get back to what Sarah Ann's talking about. She couldn't finish her food, wanted to save it for later. Let's get back into her story. She goes on to say, my significant other ate all of his food, and I told him last night that I was planning on eating it the following day and asked him please not to eat the steak. He said, okay. All right, pause. Clearly, there was a situation. She discussed it, shared her feelings, expected him to do the shit that he said. He said, okay, meaning I'm not going to eat your steak. Now, if she is sharing this on Reddit, there's a chance this man ate her fucking steak. Let's see what else Sarah Ann 1129 has to say. She goes on to say, we had a bunch of other leftovers in the fridge today. Meatloaf with egg noodles, which he ate a huge plate of for dinner after eating a deep dish focaccia pizza. Damn. And there was also a half of a family-sized chicken pot pie in the fridge, plus a ton of other random things in there. I'm sorry, does this woman live inside of a diner? That is a lot of options. The amount and the variety of leftovers is insane. My God. I'm sorry. She goes on to say, I haven't eaten all day, and I finally started to get hungry around 10 p.m., and I told him that I was going to eat my steak and salad. He said, if you don't eat them by tomorrow, then they are fair game. I agreed and said, okay. 20 minutes later, I haven't even read the rest of this. I'm already annoyed. 20 minutes later, he got up to go to bed. I heard the fridge open and the rustle of the tin foil. Ooh, I'm getting heated. I asked, what are you doing? He replied, having a bite of your steak. I got upset because I had just asked him to save it for me. After all, it was my leftovers. I'm sorry. This man is clearly human trash. What the fuck do you mean having a bite of my steak? My steak? My steak? I apologize. I'm about to give you guys another Friends reference. I've lost my black card many times due to this, but I'm going to do it anyway. My sandwich? There are like two black people listening right now who get it. I know at least two of y'all have seen it. Don't get me started. I'm not saying that living single was not good. That does not mean that. I love living single. It was better than Friends. I know the history of it. Get off my dick, dude. Like, all right, chill out. I just said I enjoy the show. All right. I feel judged and I didn't even hear y'all say anything. That's like my internal judgment. God. But I'm gonna be honest with you, the amount of profanity that would have left my mouth the moment he said, "I'm having a bite of your steak." Wow. I'm so annoyed right now. I don't even want to read the rest. Like, I don't want to know what happened. I just want to slap this man in the face. That's what I would like to do. So there's more. When I got up to check what was left, half of it was gone and almost nothing left for me. He said he had been taking bites of it all day. I got upset because I felt disrespected, in addition to being disappointed that he had eaten the dinner I had been looking forward to all day. He couldn't understand why I was so upset. He called me psycho for being so bothered, said that he would just go get me another steak tomorrow, and there were other things that I could eat. He knows I can't eat much, so he left what he thought was sufficient for my appetite. Oh, God, am I the asshole for being upset about this? Honestly, it's not as much about the food in of itself. I'm more bothered that I asked him to please save it for me and he disregarded my request. It probably seemed small and insignificant to many, but to me, it felt like an F you. I would like to open-handedly strike this man in the face. Nothing would give me more pleasure or joy. I'm telling you right now. I want this hand to reach his facial area at a capacity that no one could duck or dive or dodge. There are going to be no D's happening here. I want full force smack. I want my hand to hurt after striking this man. That is how I feel. The thing that bothers me the most is it's my goddamn, like, it's my leftovers. If you want a steak, take your ass down to the store and get the fucking steak. I asked you not to eat my steak. You know how I get about my food and you still do it anyway. He did serve you a very, very cold dish of fuck you, ma'am. He did. And you are 100% not the asshole in my book. I'm sorry. I told you, I already started off biased and that's my rating. You were not the asshole. First of all, the way this man triggered me, you know what? I say leave him. I say leave him, because if he can treat you with such disrespect on such a small caliber, something as simple as please don't eat my leftovers, I'm like wondering what else is he willing to disrespect you with. I mean, he might fuck your sister. I'm just saying, a man like this will fuck your sister. That is wildly... I'm sorry. I'm just, I'm really upset. Oh, God. Fuck this man. That's how I feel. Fuck this man. Leave him. That's how I feel. My food, 100% not the asshole. Am I the asshole for scolding my sisters on the topic of feminine hygiene products as a man? Now, this is given us to Redditor Urban_Raisins. Interesting name. I think my favorite name of this post so far. But that's dope. Let's go ahead and dive right into this. It says here, I'm a 20-year-old male. I live with my parents and two younger sisters who are 13 and 17. I have to share a room with them, and I have always been really cool about it. They use my stuff sometimes, which made me a little upset since I buy all my own things with my own money. So I brought it up to my mother, and she told me if I have an issue to keep my stuff in my room, so I do. I keep all my stuff in my room, including my laundry, toothbrush, toothpaste, towels, shampoo, soap, etc. Honestly, dog, like, this is me talking. Honestly, I do feel like this is just like what it's like to live in college. That's what it was to live in a dorm. keep everything in your room. That's what I did when I had roommates, keep everything in my room, you know, so there was no chance for them to take anything of mine for me to be upset. You know what I mean? So yeah, good advice. All right. He goes on to say, recently they've gotten a lot worse about our shared bathroom. I found out that my mother decided she was tired of cleaning up both my sister's messes in our bathroom. So she stopped. Reasonable on her. But now it's a nightmare to use. Clothes everywhere. Empty shampoo bottles covering the floor of the shower. Used tissues on the sink. Most of it isn't a big deal to me. The big thing that bothers me is they leave their used feminine hygiene products on the floor. Ugh. No flushing them down the toilet. No throwing them in the trash. Just laying on the floor. I'm just fed up. Okay, first of all, your sisters are fucking disgusting creatures. That's gross. I honestly feel like they need to be studied. 13, 17, that is old enough to clean up after your fucking self. That is nasty. Nasty work. Second, props to your mom for being like, I'm not fucking dealing with this anymore. This is ridiculous. I'm not their fucking maid. Props to mom for doing that. Third, please do not flush feminine hygiene products down the toilet. You're going to clog your shit. So unless you want those feminine hygiene products to be soaked in poop piss water all over your floor, then don't do that. Okay? Don't do that, please. This has been a professionally silly PSA. Do I even need to read the rest of this? Throw your sisters away and get you some new ones on TikTok shop. I don't. What are we doing here? So this poor man goes on to say, I asked my mother to talk to them both. They both denied it was theirs. My mother gave up on trying to reason with them, so I had to clean it up because I couldn't tolerate it anymore. Clothes 2 feet from the hamper on the floor, mucus stains in the sink, nobody bothered to rinse down the drain. My hair gel I hid in the bathroom that was brand new, completely scooped out of the jar and used, and the hygiene products. Oh, the hygiene products. Used tampons. Oh, God. Half hanging off the trash can. Used pads face down on the floor. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So I yelled at them. Good. They both cried. They told me that I shouldn't get to speak on that topic and that I have no idea what they're going through. I totally get that it sucks and I don't have an idea of what they're actually going through, but I'm tired of living in a pigsty. It's disgusting and they're not fixing it. I don't know what to do anymore. Am I an asshole? Am I in the wrong? What should I do? I can't afford to move out even though I want to. Let me just go ahead and start off saying this. You are not the asshole, sir. This is not on you. Your sisters are horrible human beings and they should be studied. They should be studied. That level of disgusting denial is something else, and I am very concerned for the future men or women and their lives. Terrified for their future. Now, you may not be the asshole, but it seems like you're dealing with two assholes yourself. See what I did there? See, I can be funny. Shut up. And if we're being honest with each other, you know, the economy is trash. So, I mean, a lot of people can't afford to move out of their parents' house and you're only 20 years old. Dude, I am pushing 40 and I live at home. I can't afford it. It's too much money. Nobody can afford to move anywhere, especially in major cities, even in smaller places. It's crazy. You know, the security deposit is like 3 times the rent. It makes no sense. Now, luckily for me, I live in a 6-bedroom house, so I do have my privacy. Things are good. But I used to be embarrassed by that, but not anymore. Not anymore. I have something good going here, and eventually this house will belong to me. So I will eventually have a 6-bedroom house in my name. That's how I see it. Mind you, my house will not be covered in period blood, but, you know, teach his own, I guess. I will say this, though. I am very glad that I was raised as an only child. Because I would have to put my hands on my sisters, especially if I'm a girl too. I'm whipping ass. You know what I'm saying? If there's going to be blood on the floor, it's because I made it happen. Here's what you do, dog. All right, this is super petty, but this just might work. Okay, I'm trying to think of how a teenager would take this information. You invite one of your hot friends that you know they have a crush on, okay? When he uses the bathroom or asks to use the bathroom and he goes in there and he's like, dude, why is your bathroom so disgusting? What is that about? To which you will reply, oh, that's my sister's mess, but say their names. Oh, that's just Maddie and Clara. They're fucking gross and they're probably going to die alone because of it, right? That's what you say. They're embarrassed, you know what I'm saying? And hopefully they'll continue to clean the bathroom so they won't embarrass themselves in front of any more of your hot friends. Yeah, I didn't give it a whole lot of thought, but that might work. That might work. At the very least, a good pilot episode for like sibling rivalry or something. Listen, if that doesn't do it, if they don't have internalized embarrassment from that alone, put it on TikTok. That's what it's for. Oh my God, those lazy, disgusting bitches, respectfully speaking, that is disgusting. Anywho, once again, not the asshole. Listen, there are so many assholes in the world, and we definitely came across a few of them in today's podcast episode, for sure. Speaking of assholes, I heard a rumor that owls don't have assholes or some. Hold on a second. Let me double check that, because that's what I heard. Let me. Like, they shit and pee through their mouths. Or that's what I heard. Hold on. Let me ask Gemini. Hey, Gemini, is it true that owls don't have buttholes?
That's actually not true. Owls, like most birds, have what's called a cloaca. It's basically one opening for both digestive and reproductive purposes, but it definitely handles pooping. They also spit up pellets of things they can't digest, like fur and bones, but they still poop. Does that make sense?
So does that mean they poop from their mouths? Where is their cloaca?
Oh no, they definitely don't poop from their mouths. Think of the cloaca like their version of an exit point. It's at the bottom of their body, basically where a tail would be. They use it for pooping, peeing, and for laying eggs. That pellet they spit up from their mouth is all the things they can't digest from their food, like bones and fur. Does that clear things up?
Yeah, okay, thank God. Thank you, Gemini, I appreciate that. Okay, that makes more sense. So they do have buttholes, they just don't digest everything. Got it. I'm just spreading lies on the internet. You know what? Never thought I'd say this. Thank God for AI. In a pinch, you know? It's time to tell me something good with my This Just In, Something Didn't Go to Hell segment coming up right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. All right, so this is coming from the Instagram page Puberty. Again, not certain that's how you say it, but what caught me was this entire tagline here. Dads attend workshop to learn how to do their daughter's hair. I love this so flipping much. So it says here, fathers are going viral after attending a wholesome event called Pints and Ponytails. Love that name. And this is where dads gather to learn how to style their daughter's hair. They have professional stylists that guide them through the basics of like how to do a little girl's hair, ponytails, braids, simple everyday things like that. What the dads do is they use like little mannequin heads and they just like are brushing the hair and doing all the things. And the person who is there is like teaching them different techniques that they can use later with their daughters when they're doing their hair. You know, because a lot of dads don't do their daughter's hair. They think that's like the mom's job or the sister's job or whoever the female is in the home. They normally expect them to do the hair. So I think that this is dope that these dads want to do this so they could bond with their daughters and be able to help them out and do, you know, be a parent. Not even help them out, just be a parent. So this is dope. This is dope. Shout out to all the dads out there who know how to do their little girl's hair. That's dope. I'm going to be real with you. I cannot remember my dad ever doing my hair. I'm not saying he never did, but it's very possible I black that out. I don't know. I don't think that ever happened. I mean, just like when your mom does your hair, you know, when my mom did my hair, we had a lot of great moments. It was a time when we could talk and kind of express, like, you know, share what's going on in our lives. And it was like a good mommy me moment. You know what I mean? I think it's really dope, you know, that the dads can have that moment too, where they can talk and be close and share things during that moment. And I think it's really cool. So shout out to the dads that are doing that. This is awesome. Listen, if there is anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it might just be that we are indeed surrounded by assholes. Professionally silly life rules. I feel like maybe the ratio was like every 3 to 10 people is an asshole, but I feel like that ratio was so much higher. It's like every 7 to 10 people is an asshole. Just like different level of assholedom, if that makes any sense. Is that a word? It is today. Professionally silly vocabulary. Guys, thank you so much for listening to the podcast or watching it on YouTube if you're doing that. Thank you so much. Make sure you guys go ahead, click that thumbs up button if you're watching on YouTube. Subscribe if you're listening on podcast platforms and all those things. Because here's the thing. You guys are fucking titties. And I love your faces, but most of all, I love the ears that are attached to them. And if you're new here and you're wondering, why does she keep calling us titties? It's because what on God's green earth has been created that we love more? Exactly. You guys are fucking titties. If you could, please, please, please give me a 5-star and or written review, especially on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. They are indeed our podcast overlords, and none of us can find, you know, success without their graciousness. So if you could help me kiss their ass, that'd be amazing. If you want to reach out to me, all that information is down below in the show notes. My email is there. It's professionallysilly@gmail.com. My Google Voice number, where you can text and or leave me a voicemail, 805-664-1828. And all of my social media is going to be found in a link tree. I have a TikTok, Instagrams, YouTubes, all the things can be found down below in the show notes and or description box. Click the link tree. Everything is right there for you. Just a click away. Now, I will tell you this. I do go hard on my TikTok and my Instagram and my YouTube. So those are the ones you definitely want to check out the most. And for those of you that are interested in hitting me up old school, my P.O. Box is down there below as well. P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. So hit me up. Once again, it's your... I'm going to be sexy. Watch this. I'm going to give phone sex voice, okay? But don't look at my face. Close your eyes and pretend like I'm like Selma Hayek or something, but like without the accent. Okay. All right. Once again, it's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And thank you so much for listening to the professionally silly station where I take my silliness seriously. That was so uncomfortable. I am so sorry that you had to listen to that. And I'll leave you. Jesus. And I'll leave you with this. Searching for a new laptop on your old laptop kind of forces your current laptop to dig its own grave. Does that make sense? That's a weird thought, but you know, I thought I'd share that with you. That was a weird thought, but I thought I'd share it with you. Until next time, peace, silly listeners. Watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere, and they love to spread their ignorance. Okay, bye.